Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful time in the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And I am so excited
about that. Praise God. Boy, what a proud father I am. Yes, I am the proud daddy of the year. Yes, I is. I am. I is and going to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Then Sunday, the Lord just blessed us so much as we preach on, praise the Lamb of God, the Tiberias, praise the Lord, the Tiberias experience when Jesus was with his disciples by the seashore, and they had fished all night and didn't catch anything on the Sea of Tiberias, and he asked Peter, love thou me more than these? I didn't even get a chance to get that far, praise the Lamb of God. We were stuck, praise God, right in the first point of the message, praise the Lamb of God, of how when you're out of the will of God and out of place with God, how nothing works for you, praise the Lamb of God. And God has to open your eyes to that because of his great investment that he has downloaded inside of you. And people of God, I want to share with you today that there's an investment of the download of God in you. There's an investment of his spirit, the investment of even the stripes that he have whipped you with. There's an investment of your redemption, your regeneration, hallelujah, your born-again experience that God wants to cash in on, and he do not want to give it to the enemy. You know, some people wonder, why does God chase after us so hard? And even when we are backslidden and we've been rebellious, I'm going to tell you why. Praise the Lamb of God. It's because of that investment he's made. God says the devil a lie. He's not going to get the gifts. Praise the Lamb of God and the anointing that I have placed upon you. Hallelujah. Oh, nobody. He's not going to get that and use that against me. No, 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 no. I need you on my team. I've called you to a special work. I've anointed you with a special anointing. Hallelujah, and I'm going to get what I deserve out of that for my glory, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, he's going to bushwhack you, Satan is, that is, and dupe you and fool you into thinking that you're on a road of blessings when it's going to be on a road of curses. Hallelujah, and I don't want that to happen to any of my children. So we serve a great and awesome God, praise the Lamb of God, today, people of God. Oh, the weather is getting better. The grass is getting greener. The rain definitely is doing that for us, praise God. And sleep is getting better because of the rain. I love each of you today. I bless you with divine love. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. If you're listening to our voice today via the internet and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio today, you can call in at area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. Some of you may have called in on yesterday, praise God, and noticed that there was no show, and that's due to the fact that Monday is the prophet's rest day. I have to have a day to rest my vocals, praise God, to rest my body so that I can be refreshed and revived, praise the Lamb of God, to come back for the rest of the week. Praise the Lord, seeing that Saturday and Sunday is not rest days for me as it is other people. Praise God, there's much that goes on in the Christian community over the weekend, and it can drain the man of God or the woman of God. So Monday is a good day to select as a rest day. So I just wanted you guys to know that so nobody would be angry with me or upset. Say, oh, that lazy prophet. No, it's not laziness, praise the Lamb, it's wisdom. Hallelujah. And my administrators and what have you all agreed, said you need to take the day of rest. They will be there on Tuesday to hear your voice because you have the word of God in your mouth, and it's going to be there because, you know, I love Jesus just that much. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, today, hallelujah, I got some good stuff for you in the word of God that we're going to get into a little later, praise the Lamb of God. But today is Testimony Tuesday. Today is Testimony Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. And so, therefore, the lines are open, waiting on your testimonies, praise the Lamb of God, the good things that God is doing for you. Your walk this week, or what your walk has been, Praise the Lamb of God as we enter into this new week of fasting. Praise God how good God has been to you there. My administrator, praise the Lamb of God, Valerie, oh my God, on our page, she just messed me up with her testimony of relationship with God. Hallelujah. I had a flashback, hallelujah, of days when I sat before God and touched my head, my eyes, my lips, my heart, and extended my hands and stayed there, praise the Lamb of God, in that posture before the Lord in prayer with my hands lifted up to him, waiting on him to give me directives for the day, waiting on him to whisper to me, praise the Lamb of God, it is well, waiting on him to speak to me, people of God. She took me all the way back to my early days, hallelujah, of development, praise God. Hallelujah, pressing into the presence of God early in the morning. I'll never forget God used to wake me up at 5:31, my birthday, 5:31, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, it's coming up, too, not too long from now, isn't it? Lord Jesus, I'm going to turn another year. But 5:31, he used to wake me up every morning at that hour, praise the Lamb of God, and I would go into my prayer garden, praise the Lamb of God, on my prayer place wherever I was, and I would spend that time with him in the mornings. And I used to tell people I give my mornings to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God. And there I would seek God's face for direction and guidance. And Valerie's testimony on the page alluded to that, praise God. And I saw myself sitting before the Lord like that, like a little child. And I put on the page and told her, praise the Lamb of God, the only way, hallelujah, the only person that can do that, praise the Lamb of God, is a child. That's not a servant position. That's a son's position, praise the Lord, a daughter's position, to come before their father and say, what will you have me to do this day? Praise the Lamb of God. What assignment you would have me to carry out for the kingdom, for you, Father, praise the Lamb of God, for you, Father, whether it's just going to the cleaners, praise the Lamb of God, running an errand at the store, whatever you would have me to do. That's the humility of a child, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. A servant waits for orders, praise the Lamb of God, in a whole different spectrum. He really don't want no orders, praise God, hallelujah, the servant slave, hallelujah. He hoping the master looks over him, but a son, a daughter seeks their father out because of their love, praise the Lamb of God, and their humility to say, Dad, do you need me to do anything for you today? Hallelujah. Praise God. And it shows maturity. Hello, somebody. It shows a level of maturity that you are not there begging every day. You're not there asking him for things every day, but you're laying your all on the altar, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to say, Father, I know you got my business. I know you're taking care of me. You're paying my bills. Hallelujah, because I'm really in your house. Oh, I hope somebody grabbed hold of that, because I'm really in your house. I'm in your care. Hallelujah, I'm in your love. I'm in your will. So what will you have me to do? Praise the Lamb of God. Since you care for me so greatly. What a testimony, people of God. Since you care for me so greatly, hallelujah, I now flip over and say, Father, what will you have me to do? What is my assignment? That's spiritual maturity, people of God. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. All of us who have children long for the day when we see them come through the door without their hand out saying, I need, I won't, give me. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us long for the day when they will walk through the door and say, Mom, do you need anything? Dad, do you need anything? You know, I went by the store and I picked you up some of this because I know you love this and I'm bringing it to you. Do you need anything else? Do you need me to run any errands for you? We are waiting on that day, and so is God. He's waiting on that day too. Hallelujah. Lord, I didn't come for nothing but to tell you I love you. I came today, hallelujah, to rejoice in your presence. I came today to tell you what a great and awesome God you are. Hallelujah. I didn't come to complain about the way I feel. I didn't come to complain about what's going on in my life or in nobody else's. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Hallelujah. I called, hallelujah, just to say, Father, praise the Lamb of God, if there's anything that you need done in this season, you have somebody you can use. What will you have me to do? What an awesome, praise the Lamb of God, testimony that was, praise the Lamb of God, and is, that our administrator put on the page today. It moved me to another place, praise the Lamb of God. I'm very serious. It moved me to another place in God to really consider, praise the Lamb of God, and it overwhelmed me so until I fell on my face right here in front of my place here. I fell on my face in prayer, hallelujah, and I stayed right there and told the Lord, hallelujah, ask the God, what will you have me to do today? What is my assignment? Hallelujah. I want that child's posture back, praise the Lamb of God. It shows the humility that we have in Jesus Christ, people of God. Yes, it's awesome, and all of us should be saying, hallelujah, I want that too, praise the Lamb of God. I want to mature to that. I want to get to that place that I can serve God, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and to minister unto him instead of always seeking him to minister unto me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! God is awesome today. If you have a testimony you would like to share, you want to talk about your journey, praise the Lamb of God, you want to share something with us that will encourage the believers, all you have to do is push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I just had to unload that and share that with you all because I knew that would be a blessing to somebody's life if I did. I knew somebody would say, you know what? He's got something there. Now, praise the Lamb of God. That is on point as it relates to relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that is an awesome, awesome testimony, and I praise God for it today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where is my prophet at? What Daryl? Prophet Daryl Sanders, where you at? I know you here. I know you here somewhere. I can feel you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. There he is. Prophet Daryl, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Apostle. How are you?
Man, I miss you over the weekend. How's things going?
Wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderful.
Wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to have you on the show always, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God here sharing with us. Man, what you think about that? What you think about that posture? Were you here listening to me when I was talking about that?
Yes, sir. You know, Apostle, you know, sometimes, you know, I just want to, you know, just be, when I go before the Lord, I don't go asking or begging for anything most of the time. Most of the time I just go to him and just let him know how much I love him. Let him know how much I appreciate him for the things that he has done for keeping me. Even when I didn't have the mind to want to be kept, he kept me anyway. And, you know, and sometimes us as being believers, we just go to God when we need him or when we want something from him. We don't even tell him thank you for the things that he has done. We don't even take the time not to even tell him thank you for even waking us up this morning. We just, it's just like we take God for granted. And, you know,
thank
we just
God,
not
my God.
Him as a, like he's a sugar daddy. Or
oh,
like
my goodness.
Something, you know, and that's what the believers is doing. You know, the first time something happened, they want to go to God. But when everything is going well in their life, it's like, okay, Lord. Okay.
Right.
But we need to quit being selfish to the Lord and quit being selfish to our Father. You know, we can treat our earthly mothers like kings and queens, but then when it comes to God, we treat him like he's some piece of throwaway or something. You know, but I just really and truly just thank God for allowing me to come into the fold, amen, to come into the knowledge to tell him thank you and appreciate him for what he's doing because he don't have to do nothing for us. We, God don't need us. We need him in this time and in this season.
Yes, Lord. My brother, you're right about that. Praise the Lamb of God. There's not a morning God wakes up that he needs us. Praise the Lamb of God. But there is, hallelujah, hallelujah, every morning that we wake up that we need him. Praise the Lamb of God. I concur, hallelujah, with that statement of nothing else. My God, what a time that we have just dialoguing concerning, praise the Lamb of God, the intricacies of God and how God, you know, relates to us and we should be relating to him. Because, you know, I found out something, a prophet, I found out some people of God, hallelujah. Let me ring the bell because I'm going to tell you all something right here. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ring the bell. Yeah, I want to ring the bell. They know that means heads up. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen up. I want to tell you all something here. I found out something, prophet, there in my reading of the word and everything. You know, a lot of times we get off even as humans and think as long as we treat each other all right, that the world will be fine. As long as we are engaged with each other, praise the Lamb of God, and this, that, another, that everything be fine. But I found out something. Hallelujah. Our existence does not hinge upon the fact how we treat one another. Our total existence hinges upon the fact if we are compatible with God. Mm. Our compatibility with God, praise the Lamb of God, and not his compatibility with us. Hallelujah. Mm. Mankind really sought to be compatible with God, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, submitting to him and seeking to understand his will, praise the Lamb of God, for the earth, for humankind, praise the Lamb of God, and then walk in it, the earth would become heaven.
Mm.
The earth would become heaven, praise the Lamb of God itself, hallelujah, because then the kingdom of God would exist totally in the earth realm, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I've come to know that. Our compatibility with God is so important. So I'm saying to each of you that's hearing my voice today, praise the Lamb of God, we go through conniptions and flips and in and out of doors and all types of extras, praise the Lamb of God, to be compatible with a mate when you need to be trying to be compatible with God first, praise the Lamb of God. Make sure you're compatible with God. I believe some of us not compatible with God. Hallelujah. Mm. So, you know, sometimes you need an attitude adjustment to be compatible with somebody, Prophet Darrell.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yeah. We need to take a self-check, praise the Lamb of God, a checking of the self and evaluate ourselves to make sure that we are really compatible with God to the extent that we are peace with God, praise the Lamb of God, that we are walking in love, praise the Lamb of God, and that we are walking in his will, hallelujah, and that this is a love relationship and not nothing forced, praise the Lamb of God, or nothing that's fake and fraud because we are desperate. Hello, somebody. Oh. Praise the Lamb of God. You know when we get desperate for relationships. We get in relationships and we're so desperate for a relationship until we start making adjustments all kinds of ways, like a transformer. We start shifting and changing, praise the Lord, when underneath that, praise the Lamb of God, we're really something else. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. But we're really something else. We are able to transform, but we are really something else. But the transformation is not permanent, hallelujah, that we take on with one another trying to be compatible. Then 2 years down the road, one of us decide to become who we really are. And that's when hell breaks in relationships, when the real person emerged, not the one you went on the first date with. Not the person you was with, praise the Lamb of God, the first 6 months of the relationship or the first year or so, and everything was smooth and cool, but the person that you woke up with 3 or 4 years after the marriage that transformed on you back to their original state. They were always like that. They were just suppressing it. Hallelujah. To be something, praise the Lamb of God, that was compatible with you, praise the Lamb of God. But true compatibility is a natural thing. I can't hear so good. Saints, praise the Lamb of God. True compatibility is a natural thing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be naturally compatible with heaven. Hallelujah. More natural than we are with humankind. Watch this, Pastor, Prophet Darrell. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth without form, void, darkness. God said, let there be light. That was light. God said, let there be vegetation. God divided the waters, the firmament. God did all these things. Then God said, let us make man. God took the man that he made. He placed him in the garden. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't know, and I've said this before, we don't know if it was 5 days, a week, or millenniums, or eons, that Adam and God stayed in the garden together before he made Eve. We don't know how long that was. It said God saw that the man was lonely. How long did that transpire? And then when God saw that he was lonely, how long did it transpire that God brought him somebody? That God made Eve and brought Eve to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, so when you see this, you have to say man was compatible with God. Smooth operation. Everything was good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So our compatibility with God should be natural. I ain't trying to go off on women. Y'all came and messed up. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our compatibility with God. Women was woven from men, praise the Lamb of God, so women should be compatible with God also. Hallelujah. It should always, it's an easy transformation to compatibility with God once we're truly born again, once we've dealt with the sin factor, once we come to understand what true brokenness is in the eyes of God, because once we break, he's able to reshape. Hallelujah. Once we break, he's able to reshape. Do you know a lot of believers have never been broken?
Oh.
Prophet, that's one of the problems with a lot of believers. They never came to a place of brokenness. They've never broke down, praise the Lamb of God, and really, hallelujah, saw their sins and what have you until tears ran down their eyes. And they felt like a worthless piece of clay in the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then cried out to God for salvation, for reshaping and remaking, to be according to his will and his purpose. The average believer comes, skips down the aisle, smiling, joins the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. We take them through a prayer of repentance, half sincere. They don't even recognize how ugly and evil and dark sin really is, and how far away from God they were, walking on a tightrope between heaven and hell. They don't really understand what they're being delivered from. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, they don't go through this brokenness. It comes normally for the average believer. It comes like it did Peter, a second conversion. When Jesus told him, when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you come to the place of brokenness, and Peter didn't break until that fish dinner on the Sea of Tiberias. When Jesus asked him, do you love me more than these? Those three times, that's when Peter broke. It's saying he went into a grieving state right there before Jesus, saying, Lord, you know I love you. He broke, but you have to be broken so you can be reshaped and remade. Hallelujah. It's a process, praise the Lamb of God, of the repentant state. when you see Psalms 51 and you read David's, praise the Lamb of God, oh, motto repentance, I would call it, praise the Lamb of God, the motto repentance of David, when you read that, boy, oh, boy, it's an eye-opener.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's an eye-opener to you. Once you read David's, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and you say, my God, hallelujah, look at this man broken, contrite, hallelujah, telling the Lord to beat him. Praise the Lord. When he said, wash me, he's saying, beat me. Then when they washed, praise the Lamb of God, clothes and stuff, and that in his day and time, they dipped them in buckets and then set the clothes on a rock and beat it. They didn't have washing machines. They beat it with a club. Praise the Lamb of God to get it clean. So what kind of washing was he talking about? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he knew he was not compatible to God or with God in his state. I just want to talk about that for a minute. We going on. We ain't prayed yet. Praise the Lamb of God. But I prayed before I came on the show. Hallelujah. I bet you that. And that's evident, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm on fire for God already. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And didn't mean to come on here and talk about this. This is just spirit-led. Somebody needs to hear this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people's frustration, they can't understand the Bible. A lot of people's frustration about praying, and they can't really get in the presence of God. No matter how they pray, no matter how they sing, no matter how they work, you're not compatible. You haven't been broken. You haven't came to a place of true repentance. And God keeps that enmity between us until we come to that place of recognizing I'm a messed up clay. Has been hardened by sin. I was shaped in iniquity. I need to be broken. Praise the Lamb of God.
My Lord.
So you can make me over again. Hallelujah. Because that's what being born again is about, being made over again. You are a new creation. Behold, all things have passed away. Whew, my goodness gracious. Boy, oh boy, I'm giving somebody some good witness material here, I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. So we have to come to a place. Hallelujah, to a place of compatibility, praise the Lamb of God. And then once we do that, we have a comfortable relationship with God that brings us, praise the Lamb of God, all the fulfillment and all the graces and virtues that God has, praise the Lamb of God, just belong to us at that time. Praise God. I'm just elated, praise the Lamb, that the Holy Spirit would bring us to this place. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? To even talk about it, because I'm feeling in my spirit, Pastor Prophet Dale, that there's somebody listening to us, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to listen to this show in the archives, that's going to break when they hear my voice talking about this. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you something? The Lord told me the other day that the breaker's anointing was given to me, that he was giving me the breaker's anointing. He told me the other Sunday, he said, well, before I feel the fire on me now, he said, son, I'm anointing you with a new gifting. I'm giving you the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. And I've been watching things break since then. I've been watching breakthroughs, man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Coming through. I can testify to that. I've been watching God break some strongholds. Hallelujah. Members are returning back to the church that left in disgruntlement. Breaking is coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Something is being broke off. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Something's being broken on the inside of us to bring us to that point. Praise the Lamb of God, of humility, hallelujah, and change in the eyes of God, where we can change, where we can get into the presence of God and change, hallelujah. Woo! I thank God today, hallelujah, Hallelujah. Ooh. That I know that I've been changed. Praise the Lamb of God. Who are we going to get to volunteer to pray for us today? Who wants to lead us in prayer today? Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial. One of our intercessors or someone, won't you lead us today in prayer? We don't want to do all the talking and all the praying and all of this. We want one of you to come and pray with us and for us today. Praise the Lord. Our lines is lit. Wait a minute. That go that funny number again. 111-111-1111. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All the ones. That's normally my cousin up in, praise the Lamb of God, the UK. Hallelujah, when she calls in on that line. My God, my God, my God. Ain't none of my intercessors here. My son, Brett, Reggie, what's the rest of them name over, be over there in Chicago? Where they at? Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, nobody's here with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody feel like praying. Y'all fasting, but don't feel like praying. I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Uh-oh, here you go one right here. All I got to do is, because Shatwan know I was going to call her name next. Hello, Shatwan?
Hey, Prophet, this is Raphael.
Oh, okay, praise the Lamb. How you doing today, Raphael?
I'm good, Prophet.
Elder, how's things going on over there? You all right?
Yes, things are going wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful. They keeping you over in the corner in prayer over there?
I'm beating them, Prophet. I'm beating them.
I think you're going to be broken by the time I see you. You're going to be broken by the time I see you. You in the wrong house, man.
You know my mama, so you know they going to be broke.
You hanging around Pastor Gail and Pastor and Elder Shatwan, you in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Revival coming up this week, you is really in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, lead us in prayer, man, today. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Much, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. We honor you, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God. We adore you, God. We lift you up because you are Alpha and Omega, God. You are the beginning and the end, God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. So we tell you thank you today, God. First, God, before we enter into your presence, God, we repent, God, of everything, God, that we have done contrary to your will, God, contrary to your presence, contrary to your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that today that you would forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you cover us in your blood today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, God, for your grace and your mercy today, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, God, that you would purge us with hyssop, oh God, and allow us to be clean, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this radio show today, God. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to come into your presence, God. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to shift the atmosphere, God. We thank you, God, for another opportunity for change and deliverance, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you saw fit, God, to allow us to see this day, oh God. And because we saw it, oh God, we say that this is the day that you have made, oh God. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call down every wall, God, in the name of Jesus. We call down every hindrance, God. We call down every dry place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we send it, God, to the very dry place that it came from in the name of Jesus, oh God.
Hallelujah.
And God, we ask, God, that it will not return, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're asking, God, that that your kingdom will come, God, and your will be done today, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, God, that your people will walk in favor today, that your people will walk in prosperity today, God, that your people will walk in the blessings and the promises of God today, in the name of Jesus. God, because your word declares that a just man's steps is ordered by the Lord, God. So, God, we ask that you would order our steps today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will break every chain. He come to Moshiach in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God is being stirred up today in the name of Jesus. God, we call for the evangelist today. We call for the pastor today, God. We call for the teacher today, God. We call for the apostle and the prophet today, God. In the name of Jesus, that they will stay on the front line, God, and be bold and sold out for you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you will step into the hospital rooms today. Step into the convalescent homes, oh God. Step into the prison walls today, God. In the name of Jesus, and watch your healing and deliverance power, God, to fall in the place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name today, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch Prophet Shakespeare today, God, and bless him even as he gives your word to your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow him to bring the word with power, God, with authority, God, and with your convicting power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. Worthy are you, Lamb of God. Holy are you, Lamb of God. We bless you, oh God, for brokenness, oh God. We ask, God, that you will break us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break us for the anointing, God. Break us for the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and bless God.
Hallelujah. 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 To the Lamb of God today. Praise the Lamb.
Comes the fine wine.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you so much, son, for being here with us again today, Elder White. Praise the Lamb of God who's in Chicago right now. We praise God for all that's taking place over there. Shatwan, while you're here, praise the Lamb of God. Is Pastor Gail there with you?
No, she's not here with me. I believe she's at work.
Okay, well, you're going to have to do the Bible this week.
Okay, not a problem.
Come on, tell us about
what's up. Okay. Well, New Beginning Ministries is in revival this week, April 24th, 25th, 26th, and the 28th. And the revival is Releasing the Glory, coming from 1 Kings 8, 10, and 12. And on tomorrow night is our worship night. We're going to have 7 speakers in 7 minutes. We have Pastor White will be preaching, myself will be preaching, and Prophetess Sandra Sterling, Prophetess Selena Lamont, Evangelist Nancy Salter, Minister Thomas, and Prophetess Collins will be preaching tomorrow night. 7 minutes each one, and it will be worship. Thursday night is our night of praise, which we will have Pastor Joseph Roberts. Then Friday night is the night of power, which will be Apostle Brian Riley. And Sunday night we're going to close out with the glory, which is Pastor Vivian Cook. So these programs will be April 24th through the 26th will be at 7, and Sunday our climax will be at 4 p.m. And the address is 813 South Pulaski Road. If you're in the area, anywhere around the area, you don't want to miss this. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you coming so that the glory can be released in your life.
And this starts tomorrow night.
And it starts tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Okay. Praise God. I might even ride. Let's see the prophet.
All right, man.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Just may see the prophet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, people of God, that is for us to do the rest of them. Also have praise coming up in May, praise the Lamb of God, the May, the week of the 12th, revival, praise the Lamb of God, with Flint, New Jerusalem, Flint, Michigan. Here it is right here, New Jerusalem, Flint, Michigan, the week of the 12th through the 16th. All this is going to transpire with our brother Pastor Saunders there, who is the nephew of Bishop Otis Floyd, and since Bishop Floyd has made his transition, he is the pastor now, presents their spring revival with Mike Murdoch on Sunday, praise the Lamb of God, in the 11 p.m. service, and then Tuesday night, Bishop Murphy, Wednesday night, praise the Lamb of God, will be, praise the Lamb of God, Pastor E.L. Branch of the Third New Hope Church here in Detroit, and then Thursday night, not Friday, Thursday night will be Pastor Noel Jones, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from Los Angeles, praise the Lamb of God, boy, California, of course, praise the Lamb of God. All of these men are dynamic, all of these men, praise the Lamb of God. I'm definitely will be there doing something he already talked to me about. I will be in the house, praise the Lamb of God, there during that week. That's Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May, the week of the 12th through the 16th of May. Praise God. You want to make sure that you're there. Praise the Lamb. Boy, let me tell you, God is moving. We had a powerful pastor's prayer call on last night at 10 o'clock, plus our prayer call was going simultaneously, and I had two telephones with two prayer calls at the same time. One, the pastors, I was assisting Bishop Myatt in facilitating the pastors here in the state of Michigan, and then the others was PSM, well, along with Denise, praise the Lamb of God. I want to thank her. Hallelujah, Elder Bennett, and those, praise the Lamb of God, who pressed their way in prayer on last night. Decreeing took place on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. I felt the power of God as the saints were releasing their decrees, hallelujah, all over, praise the Lamb of God. The page yesterday, oh my God, the Spirit got on me so high one time, praise the Lamb of God, until I went into a prophetic mode. Praise the Lord, and was decreeing on other people's pages and inboxes. And I praise God for the move of his Spirit being so strong, praise the Lamb of God, on yesterday. People of God, the fast is still yet upon us. We're moving into our critical week next week, praise the Lamb of God. And you need to be there with us next week, praise the Lamb of God. There is no meat on your plate. It's vegetables only, no seafood, vegetables and fruit, praise the Lamb of God, only diet. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us Canaveral people are not going to make it unless you press your way in prayer. We have been breaking our stomachs down. I know, praise the Lamb of God, if you like me, hallelujah, no matter what I put on that little saucer, it fills me up. Praise the Lamb of God. It fills me up no matter what I put on that little salsa. Hallelujah. Seafood, whatever, it fills me up. I can eat a plate of string beans and it fills me up. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, I'm losing inches. Hallelujah. Around my waist. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the inches are coming off that I definitely want to come off. Praise the Lamb of God. And then on top of that, Pastor, our prophet Daryl, praise the Lamb of God, I'm seeing, hallelujah, a greater level of visions and dreams, praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord, of course, is speaking more readily and clearer, hallelujah. At least he's never not spoke clear. It's about our receptivity. So my receptivity is becoming more sensitive to the voice and the move of God, people of God. And I hope and pray that you're praying for the power, you're praying for his presence, and you're praying for the demonstration on my face this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. That is what I'm seeking from God, because I want to see the revival hit America. I want it to hit our cities and our communities that we live in. Praise the, not just the field churches up. Praise the Lamb of God. No, no, no. That's not the intent of the revival. The intent of the revival, praise the Lamb of God, is to change the direction our world is going in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to turn at the next corner possible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're on a self-destructive path. Praise the Lamb of God. That we need to turn at the next corner. And the only entity in the earth realm is the kingdom of heaven that can change the direction that we're going in. Government can't change it. Hallelujah. It's going to take the government of God. Hallelujah. Ambassadors and senators can't change it. Congressmen can't change it. Aldermen can't change it. It's going to take apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, saints of God who've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's going to take people who know their God to turn this ship around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I give God praise. I give him glory in this day for all that he is, all that he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God to bring us to the place Oh, my God, people of God, to bring us just to this place of Pentecostal power. I'm looking at the calendars, praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to plan a Pentecostal celebration for us, those who can, praise the Lamb of God, those that's in the area, to meet us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on that 50th day. Oh, my goodness, Angel and I is looking at this to try our best to work something out, praise the Lamb of God. So on the 50th day, we can be all under one roof at the same time, if at all possible, praise the Lamb of God. Or we may have to have that service and simultaneous prayer, hallelujah, set up and established so that, praise the Lamb of God, we can all be on one accord at the same time praying, praise the Lamb of God, as they were on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve in this season, people of God. I'm believing God for some of the greatest miracles, hallelujah, and signs and wonders that the world has ever seen, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for some powerful, powerful movement. Hallelujah. Some powerful movement through the Holy Spirit. And I'm believing that God is going to do this, Prophet Darrell. I believe God is going to do this through the saints. I've been really, really looking at and reliving in my mind and heart the acts of the apostles of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The acts of, yeah, man, I've been looking at that afresh, praise God, here in the book of Acts. And, people of God, if you have your Bibles, you can start turning over, praise the Lamb of God, to the second chapter. It's something I really want to bring out that I think is going to be a blessing to your prophetic lives, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and your pursuit in prayer. Praise God, because there's some things, you know, Prophet, that came out of this dispensation of the Holy Spirit or the church, the birthing of the church. Praise the Lamb of God, the birthing of the church. Hallelujah. You know, and as we celebrate the rise of the church, the resurrection of the true church in this season, a lot of people have been all kinds of things about Pentecost and this, that, and another, but they're not having what we really need, and that's a rise, a resurrection, if you would, of the true church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not all of this ritualism, all of this religion, praise the Lamb of God, and not, praise the Lamb of God, what is spirit. And I say it again, all of this religion, praise the Lamb of God, all of these semantics, praise the Lamb of God, that we have brought together. Some we've taken from, praise the Lamb, Catholicism, and have woven it into our worship styles and things of this nature, and the way we do things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that has no power, that has no place or presence in the house of God, that does not heighten or move God's finger, praise the Lamb of God, but just show us as a religious entity that is powerless, praise the Lamb of God. This needs to be reversed, praise God. This needs to be reversed. Hallelujah. You can speak now, Prophet Darrell. I hear you talking in the background. You just break in when you get ready, you know, because when you look at the book of Acts, people of God, chapter 2, when you look at the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, which we have went through with these cloven tongues of fire, hallelujah, in chapter 2 there, the results of it is just phenomenal. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we see them in the upper room, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer, above 50 people in prayer, praise God. Can't nobody tell me they wasn't praying in there now. I don't think they were just sitting around playing checkers and cards and what have you. I believe they were seeking God for the presence and the power of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For the presence and the power of God. And I believe in my heart and soul, praise the Lamb of God, that because of their sincerity, hallelujah, God released, praise the Lamb of God, the gift and the promise. He released the gift and the promise of the Holy Ghost to them, praise God. So we have prayer, hallelujah, then we have power. We see the power, hallelujah, in the cloven tongues, praise the Lamb of God. We see the power in the gift of tongues, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But then after we see the power, hallelujah, in the gift of tongues and upon the hearing of the people, praise the Lamb of God, from all of these various nationalities that heard them in their own dialect, prophet, praise the Lamb, people of God, they hear them in their own dialect, praise the Lamb of God. This is the miracle. Everybody babbling, but everybody is hearing in their native tongue.
That's right.
See, that's a miracle right there.
Oh, yeah.
That everybody is speaking in a different language. So it sounds like babble on one side, but to the people that's hearing them speak, they hearing them speak in their own dialect. And there's about 20 different languages there.
Yeah. Right,
so it's a miracle of the tongue, isn't a miracle on the ear. Praise the Lamb of God. To the hearer, it's a miracle. How could these men who don't speak my language are speaking to me clear concerning the power of God, concerning what God is doing in this season? So that's the miracle, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the day of Pentecost. The greater miracle comes behind it when they are accused of being drunk. Now we're going to see, we see prayer, we see power, right? Now we're going to see performance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The demonstration, praise the Lamb of God, of the power come. Watch this now, not in the miraculous healings or turning water to wine. It comes in the proclamation, hallelujah, in Peter's presentation, his witness concerning Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. When you read the dialogue, you know, it's interesting. When you read all that Peter said, he serves up, praise the Lamb of God, an indictment against the Jews and against Israel in this high celebratory season, because they're there celebrating Pentecost. They're there celebrating Omar. They're there celebrating coming out of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, and receiving the law. They're there celebrating Passover. They celebrate, and they came from all around. Jerusalem is packed. They're living in their little huts that they have built, makeshift tabernacles, to show forth that they were, praise the Lamb of God, drifters, and that God has given them permanency in the promised land. Praise the Lamb of God. And they're all there. You watch this, prophetic people. They're all there, praise the Lamb of God, but yet a boldness comes upon the one who denied Christ. A boldness come upon Peter. And he stands firm. I want to submit something to you right there, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, you jump in when you get ready, praise the Lord. But I want to submit something to you. Hallelujah. That, and I say it a lot, that those of us who are converted from much commit to much. Hallelujah. Those of us who are lost from the fold, when we're found, we become the bold. There's a lot of good Christians and a lot of good saints sitting in the house of God, praise the Lamb of God, and the majority of my servant as, you know, just bench warmers, praise the Lamb of God, and not powerful performers. We need some people who are going to perform for God in this season, praise the Lamb of God, with a made-up mind that I'm going to be a witness for Jesus Christ, and it's not going to be about advertising my church. See, that's where the church has stepped off the beating path at, prophet, praise the Lamb of God. We don't advertise Christ, we advertise the church.
Yeah.
We have made our church, praise the Lamb of God, greater than Christ. Hello, light bulbs. Our local church, we have made our local church greater than Christ. We advertise the church. We invite people to the church. We invite people to join our church, praise the Lamb of God. And in this trajectory that we have established, we have missed the mark of them entering into the Christ experience. We have missed the mark of them coming to Christ and uniting with the church. Praise the Lamb of God. As a believer, coming into the fellowship of the believer, you must first believe with your whole heart. You must first have transformation. You must first have regeneration. You must first have repentance and baptism before you enter in, praise the Lamb of God, to the family of God. But we have advertised our ministry so, praise the Lamb of God, until people come looking for the entertainment more than they come looking for the move of Christ, the move of God, the move of Holy Spirit. More than they come to worship him, they come to see, praise the Lamb of God. They come to see choir sing. They come to see, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The formalities of religion that we have laid out and not the power of performance, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't come to see that. That's not what they're there for, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm saying and submitting, prophet, that if we start back preaching repentance, we're going to see a transfer of people. We're going to see a lot of people leave the church and new ones come. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, when you start preaching repentance and holiness, you can empty a church out.
Shut up.
Hallelujah. That has been allowed to do any and everything. When people are allowed to do any and everything they want to do, you can empty a church out, praise the Lamb of God, when you start to preach repentance and holiness, praise the Lamb of God, repentance from dead works, hallelujah, and start talking about without holiness no man can see God. When you start doing that, you might run into some serious emptying out of a building, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Peter convicted them, hallelujah, on the indictment that they had crucified their Messiah, praise the Lamb of God, that they had rejected Jesus Christ. I want y'all to watch this, prophetic people, because let me tell you something. This fly-by-night gospel we've been preaching, we ain't been doing nothing but pacifying people and maintenance in the saints. People ain't leaving convicted and pricked in the heart to the point of change. We just been pacifying the saints. When Peter finished preaching, you read this, when he finished this presentation, and he told them, this same Jesus who you crucified, it's right there in the book, has risen. And this demonstration of power and presence is an indication of his resurrection. And he's now seated on the right hand of the Father. I mean, it's right there in your Bible. If he had not had the Holy Ghost and the will of the Father going forth, they would have picked up stones and stoned them to death. But that's not the response he gets. The response he gets is they're pricked at the heart, which means, praise the Lamb of God, they are convicted, which is the first assignment of the Holy Ghost. See, you have to look at, when you say that was a move of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit really moved yesterday at church, you have to look at what Christ said the pragmatic movement of the Holy Spirit would be. Number one, to convict us of sin. Don't nobody really like this kind of teaching, prophet. I'm going to tell you, this kind of teaching don't get great response. I know that, praise the Lamb of God, but, you know, I got to see Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. I got to see Jesus, and I'm going to see him, praise the Lamb of God, and he's going to tell me, servant, well done. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But we must come to the place, hallelujah, understanding the mission of the Holy Ghost. Jesus says that when the Spirit, hallelujah, or the Comforter shall come, he will convict you of sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what he's going to do. He's going to be the convictor of sin. He's going to prick your heart. Hallelujah. So when a true move of God has gone forth, somebody's heart is pricked. When a true move goes, I ain't got my emotionalism jumping over pews.
Come on, prophet.
I ain't talking about holy dancing, you know, that thing you didn't practice, you know, since you've been in church and you got them steps down to a science. Mm-hmm. And you can jump up anytime and do it with the rhythm of the organ. I'm talking about Holy Spirit, him moving in our midst, weeding out the sinners and pricking their hearts, praise the Lamb of God, and convicting us all at the same time, bringing us on the brand new conviction. This is what the church needs, to be brought under brand new conviction. Convicting of what? We repented of our sins. We've been baptized, but what have you done since you believed? We filled with the Holy Ghost. What have you done with the Holy Ghost since you believed, since you've been filled? Where is the evidence of your witness? There can only be one evidence of witnessing. That's souls being saved. I repeat it. You can put it under my name. That's only one evidence, hallelujah, of your witness. Souls being saved. And if no one is being saved, if no one is being delivered, that's what salvation means, deliverance. If no one is being delivered, then something's wrong. We just meeting to meet to plan the next meeting or what kind of meeting of entertainment we going to have, then something's wrong. Hello, light bulbs. When there's no powerful demonstration, it's because God is not pleased with your gathering. When God is not pleased with our gathering, praise the Lamb of God, there is no word that comes forth that convict. They're sermons, not messages. See, when God gives you a message, it touches hearts. When God gives you a message, it moves people to change one way or another. If God tells you, go in that place and talk to them about prayer, Tell them they ain't praying. And no matter how you style your message, as long as you tell them what God has said, you're going to see people moving. Even when service over, they're going to come tell you, I know that was God. I knew it was God because I have been slacking in my prayer life. The church will come under conviction. You will lead them to prayer. The church will be on their face. Our problem is we don't seek God for sermons.
Mm.
We seek sermons for sermons.
Mm.
We seek demonic people to release to us something that'll work. That's a good message. That's, oh, yeah. But when it comes down to prayerfully saying, Lord, do you have a word for me for this house? For these people, that's a whole different ballgame. Anybody can preach, but it takes a very special person to deliver the message of God. Hallelujah. Anybody can preach. I can teach anybody how to formulate a sermon. I can teach you tomorrow how to do homiletics and hermeneutics. I can teach you. It's an art and a science, so you can learn that. But I can't teach you how to have receptivity. God has to give you that ear as a prophetic person. God has to open your ear in the morning. When you wake up, God has to awaken your ear. When you wake up, God has to awaken your eyes so you can see in the spirit, so you can hear the things of God. Hallelujah. So that what you see and what you hear, praise the Lamb of God, can be transmitted to you through the interpretation of the Holy Spirit and not your carnal mind. So you can receive spiritual revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's too many saints that's satisfied with having church. There's too many pastors satisfied with having good church, with no transformation of people. One of the saddest indictments on the church today is, praise the Lamb of God, that people been in church for years and still don't have the ability to witness. But Prophet Darrell, you got to talk to me because, you know, sometimes I can be overzealous. And I really need you to talk to me and tell me right now, praise the Lamb of God, what happens to people that's been in church 5, 10, 15, 20 years, 25 years, all of their life practically, and can't pray a public prayer?
You know why, Apostle? And I heard the Lord say this. He told me this so plainly just when you said that. He said, my people have become self-righteous.
Lord have mercy.
A self-righteous spirit that has creeped up into the church. And people have gotten to the point where if it's not in my house, if it's not in my family, I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm not going to show love. I'm not going to pray for them. If they're going to hell, let them go to hell. Ain't preaching and teaching deliverance. They're not preaching the love. They're not preaching that you can come out of what you've been bound with for years. And it has been a religious spirit that has set
a religious
body.
Yes.
And the Lord told us in this time and in this season to come out of religion, to come out of tradition. I can't come in and set free. I can't come in and deliver. I can't come in and heal. I can't come in and bless all because my people have turned away.
My
and
God.
They self-righteous. They just like the apostles and the disciples when Jesus went to the cross and when he got buried and they went and shut up in the house and pulled the blind. Abba, terrible, kosikianda mahaya. Glory to God. He said the people have shut themselves up in these churches and forgot about the world. They come into church preaching, trying to save folks that's already been saved. The living folk has already been delivered. And forgetting about the world. He said, I told you, you're not doing what I told you to do. He said, they are not going into the hedges and the byway and compelling, they're not compelling them to come. They're not telling them that there is another way, that you ain't got to stay in the shape that you're in.
My God,
I heard the Lord say this. The church got to get back to the Potter's house.
My God.
And once the church is back on the Potter's wheel and begin to let God to come in and let him have full control, then they'll come. I was just telling the people on Friday night, this weekend has been so awesome. This whole weekend was so awesome from Friday to Saturday when Raphael and Chatwan preached. Oh, my God. Them folk was in there was like dead cactuses.
What you say?
When your children got up, when your seed got up, prophet. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost stepped in that place.
My God, my God.
I've gotten self-righteous, prophet. And yeah. God is tired. He's mad. The people have gotten religious and not relationship. They're trying to build church, but not trying to build the kingdom.
My God.
My people is falling away by the wayside. They are dying spiritually. And the reason why they can sit up in church years and years and years are because they have been taught the wrong way to righteous living.
They haven't been discipled. Jesus told his disciples, make disciples of men.
That's right.
And the church do not take time to disciple people.
Say it, Apostle.
Bible class is not Bible class no more. I heard them tell, they told me this. They said, you know, you can't, people don't want to be taught no more. You gotta preach. You gotta preach. Yeah, on Wednesday night now. You can't teach in them, they don't want to be taught. I looked at them like they was crazy. So Bible class has turned into midweek service.
So now,
especially in our ethnic. It's midweek service now. It's some more emotional mumbo jumbo without deliverance, without people understanding their assignment since they've been saved. What is your assignment since you've been saved? That's why you got believers walking around feeling purposeless. With no purpose. Believers walking around feeling like they have no purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something has to change within the framework. Something has to change within the entity. This is not an outside problem. This is an internal problem. Surgery has to take place beneath the skin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to look afresh at the Word of God and at the commission of Christ. He said, make disciples. We too busy trying to make members.
Woo! So now, I just
he said, make disciples. When you disciple people, you try to talk to them every, you have to talk to them every day.
My Lord.
Jesus was with his disciples every day. Some people are growing at an accelerated pace on this show because they're getting teaching every day. They're getting systematic teaching through me. Every day of the week, and they're growing faster than they ever grown at church if they would tell the truth. If they were light the lines up now and testify, they will tell you that they are growing by listening to this show. because I'm imparting and I'm teaching them, praise the Lamb of God, through a prayerful relationship with God and hearing what God tells me to tell them. That's what discipling is. I'm discipling a prophetic people, a people who are hearing God, a people who are speaking now and decreeing and declaring, praise the Lamb of God. People who ain't sitting up whining and crying all day about their situation. Are people who are willing to look at the mountain and say, move. Are people who are willing to be, praise the Lamb of God, that person in the classroom. The people that's willing to be that person in the mall, in the store, that God said, lay hand on the sick, they'll do it. Because they can hear God. Or say, tell that lady over there that I said, praise the Lamb of God, that our son is coming back home. And they'll move and say, excuse me, but the Lord has a word for you. Praise the Lamb of God. He told me to tell you that your son is coming back home, and you'll see rejoicing right there. Praise the Lamb of God. That's willing to be identified as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Not a member of the church. Okay, y'all ain't going to like me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong. Don't get this twisted. We're going to church. There's nothing wrong with worship service. There is something wrong when you think you're a member and you don't know you're a disciple. There's something wrong right there. Because then your intent and purpose for going to the house of God is not to be disciple. It's to become a better member. And I hate to tell you all this, but I got an announcement. The church is not a club.
Man, you better.
I'm a member of Lifetime Fitness. Member of a lot of different organizations. But the church is an organism. We are members of the body of Christ, being discipled to be like him. And when discipling is not going on, okay, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Boy, oh boy. Well, I know I'm messing somebody up. I know it.
Somebody, you know it.
They just want to keep having church. They just want to keep patting their feet. They just want to keep patting their feet and running around the pew and saying hallelujah to this and hallelujah to that. They don't want to be disciples. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, prophet.
Bless you.
God bless you. Said, tell the truth. Well, the truth
my
is.
My God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that till the Lord comes for me. I'm going to tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
As long as I've been knowing you, that's all you do and say is the truth. And you give it. And we grow and we are blessed thereby. I've been in church.
Hallelujah.
What, 33 plus years, and I can say, and I'm not afraid to say, that the prophetic truth saved my life.
My God, my God.
If it were not for this group, what I was going through would have swallowed me up. But every day, as I received the prayers, as I heard the teaching, as I got the encouragement, I got my strength, and I got me back,
and I'm
walking in the area of the prophetic that I hadn't walked in before. You helped me deal with the wounding.
My God.
And what was keeping me from progressing, you opened all of that up. So I thank God for you, and that's the truth.
And you know, Charlotte, and I hear you, and I praise God, but people of God, if you all knew the enemies that I've developed and the friends that I used to have that's not really my friends now because of this show and this page, that they upset with me for teaching the truth because they not prophetic. I'm talking about pastors.
Mm.
Yep.
They're not prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't hear from God.
Amen.
And they have been so mechanical for so many years within the confines of hiding behind the walls of the church until that's all they know, and they're afraid of anything new.
All they know is church.
And all they want to do is have a good time on Sunday. That's the whole quest of the week, is to have a good time on Sunday.
Mm.
40 hours go into one message because they want to have a good time on Sunday.
Mm.
For a good time on Sunday.
My God.
But moving people to change, moving people to conviction, moving people to conversion, moving people to a place of transformation, of being discipled into what Christ desires us to be, so you can send them out and say, I've given you power over every demon of hell. Go preach the gospel. That's what the church is for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to have closed auxiliaries and all of these ministries stand around that self-serving. And the
Amen.
Churches that's growing and doing the best right now are the churches that's doing that. They're recreating themselves.
Amen.
That we got the best service. We have the greatest of entertainers that come to our church. The celebrities come here. The mayor comes here. The this comes here. The water department person is here. How many people have the water department president saved since he's been here? How many people have your banker saved since they joined your church? How many people have the mayor walk through the door?
Mm.
How many people have been converted to Christ, not join your membership? Because if we look at our membership, we have thousands on the roll. But we don't have the equal number in the pew.
Amen. Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Wow.
Because we entertain them right out. Then when you fail to entertain them, then they say something wrong with our church. Because you fail to entertain.
Because
you ain't got the best musician in the city. You don't have the greatest directors of choirs. You only got a little praise team. You don't have a 60-voice choir.
I'm on the pop.
That's creating more hell in the church than the devil ever did.
Amen.
That's full of homosexuals.
Ooh.
Want to hear me?
My Lord, my Lord.
Make
that
plain,
don't
want
to be converted and ain't going to get converted.
Because
they're allowed to be a part of the entertainment. And no one is going to challenge them. No one is going to tell them about sin. The first assignment of the Holy Ghost is to convict you of sin. And to lead you into truth. When we sitting in church living lies. Where in your Bible does it say you can continue in sin and be saved? It's not there.
Nowhere. Ooh, my God.
You've been bamboozled.
Amen.
You pass, and while you're on your way to hell, there's going to be a great worship service going on, celebrating you going to hell. Talking about you going to heaven.
Ooh, my God.
And you haven't even been converted. You have not been convicted. You have not repented of your sins. And you have not changed. You're still lying. You're still manipulating. And you're still gossiping about everything that go on in the church. Because entertainment cannot change you.
Mm.
How did your mother raise you to change you to be the person that you are? By daily being on top of you, make your bed, clean your bedroom, hang your clothes up, hang your coat up when you come in this house, wash your hands before you go in your refrigerator, do this, do that, do this. She trained you. And now when your kids come through the door, you tell them, hang your coat up, make your bed up, clean your bedroom, wash your hands before you go in that refrigerator. You've been trained.
You better say something.
You have become just like your mother. You're a disciple. People just don't want to. We are so blind, and we've been so duped into believing that, you know, this is the way it's supposed to be because everybody else is doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the greatest sermons I ever heard in my life was, "It's danger in a crowd." And I still believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. There's too many people who are just walking in the crowd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. They're not growing. They're not developing. And we are just going out of a habit. It makes us feel good that we're members of churches. I'm a member of the church. I go to so-and-so church. I go to so-and-so church. I go to so-and-so. I'm a member over there. Oh, so-and-so is my pastor. Blah, blah, blah. And you still line them up. If they had to have a prophet, if they had to have a firing squad, to line our members up and say, name the first five books of the Bible, 90% of our congregation will be dead. Name 10 characters in the Bible. Jesus, Paul, Adam, Eve, Job. What was Jesus' other disciple name? I know one of them name was Matthew. What's the other book of the Bible? Been in church for years and can't do it. And then you sit down with them in a barber shop and talk to them about a ball game, they'll name everybody on the White Sox team.
Sure enough.
They know everybody on the basketball team. They know the basketball wives. They know everybody. They know everybody on television. Who is that right there? Oh, that's Megan Fox. Who is that right there? That's Beyonce. Who is that right? She married to him, and they got kids, and she just had a baby. And this, that, tell me something about Job. Are you going through your hell? Because Beyonce show ain't going to help you through it. She going to tell you step to the left.
Oh, Jesus. Woo, you better hit the apostle. You hitting high, not loaded.
Ignorance of our churches at an all-time high, and we got more educational devices. The pastor's walking in the church with iPads, laptops, everything, and our congregation's still ignorant on being disciples. We got screens up, everything. We got wide screens up behind our head on that side, on that side, and this, that, and another, and our people are still more ignorant than anybody on the planet that's a member of anything that they belong to.
Spiritually retarded.
Spiritually retarded. Stunted in our growth. Won't witness to our neighbor next door. Won't witness to nobody. Been knowing the man at the grocery store. Been going up there for years, and then he still don't know you're a Christian. I believe she is, because sometimes when she in here, you know, I just look at her, she don't cuss or nothing, so I just take for granted she probably one of them Christians. There's no viable evidence. When Peter preached this message, praise the Lamb of God, And he talked about Jesus, and he told them all about He shows us the all we need to witness. Now, I want y'all to see this again. Praise the Lamb of God, because a lot of people can't see this, a prophet. All of these different denominations that was there, all these different nationalities, rather, that was represented in Jerusalem. We read them the other day. All of these different, from Egypt, from Libya, all of these from Rome, Jews, proselytes, Arabians, Arabs, you know, Cretans, Greeks, all of these different nationalities that was represented in Jerusalem that heard Peter on the day of Pentecost saying this powerful demonstration of tongue, all of them, you read it, 3,000 was added to the church. It's right there in your Bible with the same message. With the same message. Now, I want to tell you this. All of them weren't old people neither. There were children. There were young adults. There were adolescents. They were all in this number also listening. It wasn't just grown people standing around listening. The same gospel saved them all. They didn't say, bring Mary over to convict them, to bring them in here. They didn't say, go get, you know, somebody else, a celebrity, and announce for a month that they're going to be here. They didn't do that. Just the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have messed the church up so bad until it's a shame. First, we let them dress any way they want to. Now we're letting any mess come in with it. It's dress and mess now. Why? Because we have gone astray like sheep without a shepherd. Why? Because we're not spending time on our face before God. Why? Because we're not looking at the word of God as his breath, his spirit in writing. We're not looking at it in a way as a manual, praise the Lamb of God, that should dictate. We take the manual, we read it, and we throw it across the pulpit, but we don't utilize it for, praise the Lamb of God, instruction. And it tells us right there, praise in Timothy 3, it tells us right there what the word of God is good for. It's good for instruction. It's good for rebuke. It's good for all of these different things. But we don't use it for those things. We found out how to make it an agent of entertainment. And it's who can style it the best, who can sound the best while they're preaching, who can move the best, who can holler the best, and who can do this the best while they're preaching, that make us listen to people. Oh, I love to hear him preach. Oh, he, ooh, and he can sing, and he can, that's entertainment.
Yes, sir.
God ain't ordered no entertainment.
My Lord.
God doesn't need entertainment. You know what, let me tell you, our problem is, what the biggest problem is with us, we're not transformers of the world. We're conformers. We want to compete with the world. Man, you know, when you build a church now, Doc, you got to compete. This, I heard pastors saying this, building churches. You got to compete with the casinos on the style of your church. What the hell is going on in the house of God, man? That I got to compete with the casinos when I get ready to build God a house. I got to look at the kind of curtains they have and the kind of the kind of fashion that they have to compete. God has to compete with a casino?
My God, help Lord, help Lord.
How in the world God gonna compete with a casino? No, I said that backwards. How does the casino compete with God? How is pastors talking about, I need my church to be compatible with the casinos and compete with them because they got all of this and all, so I want a fountain in the foyer, and I want this there, and I want this. That's entertaining people. You want to draw people to the house of God off the way it looks? Then after they've seen it, what they going to do? My God in heaven.
You know
y'all,
what, Prophet?
Y'all done messed me up. See? Yeah, man, go and talk. Please do.
You know what, Prophet? I was just telling the people Friday night, I wish Pastor Chatois was on here and Pastor Raphael was on here to tell you that I told the people on Friday night that the church has been turned into a juke joint.
My God in heaven.
Faith has been turned over into a meeting place.
My God, my.
When I was coming up, or I'm not that old, but, you know, when I went to church, I saw crutches laying up on the walls and
talk to me, man of God.
Chains laying up on the walls and wheelchairs hanging from the walls and showing that the evidence that people had got up from being off their bed of affliction. Now when you go into churches, you see banners all over the place. You see big pictures of pastors and the wife all over the place.
Yeah.
But you don't see the miracles. Ah, I'm about to run and throw this phone. The true miracles of God.
You don't see it, Doc.
And when people came to church, they were spitting up cancer. People was getting healed right before our eyes. And God said, I refuse to allow my anointing to sit among a bunch of people that have turned away for a show flow.
My God, my God, my God.
And I tell the people that I'm not here to make friends, but I'm here to make a difference.
Yes, Lord.
When you go into some churches, like you said, you would think they're walking in a hotel lobby or they're walking in casino boats and stuff, like all because they got these big, beautiful chandeliers. And you know, and I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with the household of God. Look at
we got to have a bowl of candy in our hand, giving them candy when they come through the door. And you couldn't even eat candy in our church when I was coming up. You had some gum of candy in your mouth. The usher would walk up to you or one of them mothers with some tissue.
Yeah.
In the service. And tell you you don't chew gum and eat candy in the house of God.
That's right.
You come here for God. You come here to eat on God. That's it. He's sweet, I know. You don't need no candy.
Woo! Hey, Shama. Hey, Shogatsi.
Now we got bowls of candy at the door talking about greeters. We have greeters now, and our greeters have bowls of candy at each door and this, that, and another, and we have all of this going on and all of that going on. We got the Bishop's Beanery over here where you can come drink coffee, and you got this. And now we got churches who have, instead of having pews, they have chairs styled with cup holders and stuff in it because they're telling you you can have a snack while service is going on and you can bring coffee in the sanctuary. That while we ministering, you can drink coffee and do. They give you the most relaxed. What does that sound like to you? A movie theater. Next is going to be the pastor's popcorn.
My Lord.
We're going to have a full-fledged concession stand. Then it's going to be in the bathrooms when you go in there. It's going to be a slot machine up against the wall. Don't go to the casino. You can play right here. What's going to happen next? They're going to have a brothel. Since we know you're going to the whorehouse, you just want to go here.
Stop it.
You messed up, man. I'm telling you, it's getting worse and worse. And only thing, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to turn our situation and our condition around is salvation. It's the cry of us, praise the Lamb of God. It's the cry of us, hallelujah, to turn things around. But the cry got to come from within, just like it come from within your belly, inside of you out. But if I'm sick, I can't cry. I can't be the voice that cry out if I'm sick. How the world, how the church going to cry out at the world and the church sick? That's why we are not crying out, because we sick. We've been infected with society. We have let society come on through the doors. Come on, come on, come on. And we have styled our churches after the world. After the world. That's what it looks like. And I know, I believe the pastors ought to be comfortable. I like a comfortable chair. But we got living room chairs up in the pulpits. Everything is just looks just so theatrical and so at ease, and it does not have a spiritual tone to it anymore. The house of God does not make you go into a spiritual place when you enter in. Looks like a social club, or it looks like a recording studio or something like that, with all the lights and stuff up over the pulpits and stuff pointing down at the center of it and what have you. It looks like a theater, so nobody comes in there with a spiritual attitude. Nobody comes in there prayerfully but those who have been convicted in their intercessory life to come in there and go to praying. It's a sad day in Zion. All I got to say. But I hear a rhetorical voice, prophet. I hear a rhetorical cry that had fire on it that has not gone dim. Woe to them who are at ease in Zion. Woe to them who are relaxed. Woe to them who are comfortable, hallelujah, who are not on high alert, who are not watching, who are not crying out, who are not saying, this is not God. This is not God. The church has compromised with the world so much until the world is laughing at the church. Peter convicted 3,000 that day. Men, women, boys, and girls talking about Jesus, talking about him under the unction of the Holy Spirit, talking about him under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, let me tell you, when our testimony becomes, hallelujah, my God, that men ran to the altar and fell on their face, and I walked down the aisle smiling, told them, I want to be a deacon, I want to be a trustee, but came with tears running down their eyes, saying, I need deliverance. I need to be saved. I need to change my life. I want to go back home to my children. I want to be a father again.
Ooh.
I need God to help me. I'm tired of the way I'm living. I'm tired of the things I'm doing. And I can't stop. But long as men drive by church and see it as a house of ill repute,
not coming in.
They not coming in. As long as they drive by, we need Azusa Streets, praise the Lamb of God, effects now. Let the power of God draw them to us. We need Azusa Street experience.
Yes,
that
sir.
When the people came in, when they went out, they spread what they had. Same thing happened at Pentecost. Why is it that we have international conventions and 70,000, 100,000 people gather from all over the country and the church don't change?
Isn't that something?
How is it? All these people come together. And we just like the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. We go, all everybody would come together, and when we come out, all we want to do is mess up some more. Because nobody has stopped and said, but God has said. But God has said. But God has said. We say the church of Christ, we say Jesus is the head of the church, we say all that, but is he really the head of our churches? My God in heaven. People of God, let me give you this. These 50 days, praise the Lamb of God. We only got a couple of minutes left. It's been an awesome show. But I wanna impress upon you again, praise the Lamb of God. We got right at $400 here for our Ghana, praise the Lamb of God, finishing project. But we're about $2,100 short. I would, if you would, praise the Lamb of God, to do that for us, praise the Lamb, and make things good through your Jubilee offering, praise God. Don't forget your Jubilee offering. Those of you who want to sow a seed to the ministry, please go to psmintl.org. Also, you can start registering for the conference, praise the Lamb of God, the gathering in Chicago. Same website, psmintl.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who want to get a copy of the manual of the awakening that I've written, praise the Lamb of God, psmintl.org. The call and burden of intercessory prayer, the anointing oil, T-shirts, whatever the products are there. Praise the Lamb of God. Our new book should be out any day now. Fall on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Calling the church, the nation, back to repentance, back to God. I want you to get a copy of that as soon as it hits the fan. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Know that God is making all of us brand new.
I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. myself. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to do God's work and walk in victory. Days are over.